Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. And today we're going to talk about flaws. Nobody's perfect. Everybody has their imperfections. And the more you deny it, the less fun you have in your life. And so the fun is in the flaw. Okay, that is the topic for today's podcast. And I think I'm getting in a good direction with this podcast. So, all my life, I mean the 20 years I've lived it, 5 years of which I don't remember, the 15 years of which I loathe, I've always, you know, gone behind being perfect, or perfection as such, you know. And, sorry if you heard a weird sound, okay? I'm really sorry. So, it's difficult to live a life when you know it's not perfect, but it's a subjective thing, right? What is perfect to you isn't perfect to me and to another person. So we all are running behind different perfections, you know, thinking of a day when, oh my god, it's gonna be my perfect moment, it's gonna be a perfect day. Then after that day you feel like, blah, was it even that perfect? Oh, I'm sorry for the notification sound. Oh god, I'm so dumb. I should at least put my phone on silent, right? Yeah, I should be putting my phone on silent. I'm really sorry for the notification sound if I had hurt your ear. See, I'm not perfect. Even this podcast has a flaw. I'm just learning. I've recorded 5 podcasts which didn't get recorded and I'm crying inside. So this time I'm not recording in Anchor, I'm recording on my phone and then uploading it to Anchor, because at least I'll know it'll be there somewhere on my phone. So yeah. So flaws, everybody has flaws, we need to embrace our flaws, blah 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 blah. Then what did I talk? I talked about mental health and how physical activity is important for mental health. I don't know what to talk about, guys. It's very like tiring for me, because I put all my thoughts out and now I don't have anything and didn't get recorded. Such a waste of time. I know. Okay, so maybe I'll make a short podcast today, which would be just this, having fun with your flaws. In my life now, I'm trying to embrace the flaws I have, learning that, okay, I have this flaw and I have to live with it. And it's okay. It's perfectly fine. See? It's perfectly fine. Even there comes perfect. How can you be perfectly fine? What does perfectly fine mean? See, I talk shit like this to myself all the time, but now I have a platform where I can put it out and other people can hear about this shit. Wow. And hopefully one day I can earn from this shit. That would be awesome. Then you can earn from shit. Okay. So yeah, I'm dumb. That's my flaw. I'm stupid. I say stupid stuff that I regret till now. I remember things I've told 10 years ago that I regret. And you know, you get chills sometimes in the middle of the night thinking of something you said. And you'll be like, why did I say that? I have that flaw. Everybody does. And I used to be, what do you call it? A B-I-C-T-H. I hope the spelling is correct. Before, and I used to B-I-T-C-H about people. And I regret it because I lost many friends due to it. And maybe that's for good. That person need not to exist in my life. That's why I did that, what I did. Or maybe I just wanted attention and I didn't know other way to do it. But I've changed. I've realized that I've done it. Which is very important when you realize that you've done something wrong. I've not made an apology because I was like, maybe that person who doesn't even remember. But if I have to, I will. Because I am not that brave enough to come up and say an apology for things I did 10 years ago. Maybe that person doesn't even remember. And I have to bring that up and make it an uncomfortable situation. I talk really fast. I could compete with Trisha Paytas, but I can't, because she talks really fast. Have you seen that episode where she reads on Ellen? Oh my god, I took my breath away. It was like Breathless again. Yeah, she could actually sing Breathless. Oh, Shankar Mahadevan, there's a competition for you. Trisha Paytas on the way. Okay, by that you know I love Trisha, I love Shane, I love Jason, I don't like David. Most of his vlogs doesn't make sense for me. They just make jokes and record it and make it into a 420 video. It takes talent, but I didn't find it funny enough. Then I love Cake and Baby. Okay, baby. All my lovies. Jackson, Landon, Alea, Levi, and now baby Saturn. And I hope Keela gets pregnant again and I could see one more baby. One more cute, cute thing. Ooh. I don't even know if you know all these people, but they mean the more life to me and they don't even know me. I'm crazy, right? So So let's end the podcast on the note that the next podcast will be more interesting than this podcast, and I won't be saying podcast, I like us anymore. Don't think I'm drunk, I'm not. This is just my, you know, coffee that I had last night speaking. Okay guys, bye. Have a nice day. And listen to my podcast, please, please. I beg you, please do listen to my podcast. Okay, wait, it's just 5:23. I can at least make it to 8, right? It's like this race, you're running. You know the finish line is there, but you don't have the stamina, but you still keep on crawling. People have already finished the race, but you're last, but still you have to finish it. It's like that. So maybe I'll stop at 6 minutes, because that's a comfortable place, right? So I'm going to sing a bye-bye song. Okay, you're Casey and Candace in couples therapy. Something like that. Goes. I'm gonna say bye bye and bye bye, because I need therapy. Woohoo!